Hi everyone. Just a heads up that we have had some issues with the recording quality of Colin's microphone for this episode. So if you're hearing a huge disparity in the normal audio quality, apologies. Hopefully you'll be able to still listen and enjoy. Thanks for sticking with us and enjoy the episode.
Everybody, to our episode. Who's that anime host? Stephen Colin, hanging our saga down the line of Charge Man Ken. We're doing episode 46 to 50 today. Ooh, getting there.
Yes, we're so close.
It's so close. But Steve's sanity is
being done.
Almost taken away. Just like
it is.
She got the nightmare face on the go. He slowly lives. Your face slowly falls apart. If you die, the life force is seeping out of you.
Is it the meme face, the Mr. Incredible one that just keeps getting more and more degraded depending on what's happening?
Huh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're gonna talk about Charge Man Ken, and we're gonna talk about episodes 46 to 50. So let's do this.
All right.
Starting out episode 46, Terror, the house of the white-haired crone.
Yes.
There's an old woman.
There is an old woman. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to just read out my notes. On this.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wrote them down. Old Crone and Deep Sleep Ken.
So I have started to notice, and I will read. Let's say what I've written. I've written Cycling and Old Woman. I am starting to be a tad concerned with the amount of times that he's been subject to Rohypnol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean,
he's like drugged a lot for a child.
I don't remember him being drugged in this one. He just kind of goes into a deep sleep.
I don't know. I'm maybe conflating it with a million other episodes, but I feel like he's drugged a lot.
Oh yeah, certainly something happened to him. Could be was like. So yeah, especially this one, they go on a cycle thing. And then they go, oh, look, that should rain. And it's like, oh, better not be. And then it does rain. And then they've somehow entered a forest with this old wooden hut. And
yep.
An old crone with white hair lives there.
Who definitely doesn't look like a Jurelian.
Definitely doesn't look like a Jurelian.
We should know. Is this the one where they're cycling and the friends that are with them say something like, your middle-aged robot is hilarious?
Yes.
Okay. That's a really weird thing to say. he's a middle-aged robot.
Yeah.
Why? He looks like a wiffle ball. He's, I don't understand what makes him middle-aged.
Maybe it's an old version of a robot. I don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she comes in and offers them room and says, oh, the rain won't go up until tomorrow. You better sleep here. Mm. And they all go, yeah, sure, why not? And they go...
Makes perfect sense. Don't tell the parents.
Yeah, yeah. And then they go to sleep. And then they hear noises in the middle of the night. And all of them, apart from Ken, is scared. And they find that the old crone is sharpening a knife on an anvil on the old light.
Yeah. She's got the whetstone going.
Yeah, the whetstone. And Ken's still sleeping, and then it's like, oh, we're actually Jurelians. And then Ken up to all the kids, and some reason leave the robot in with Ken in the room.
They do.
And then the robot just basically headbutts Ken awake. He goes, "Wake up, Ken!" Smacks him in the head. And it's the poison that kind of comes in. He comes from charge from Ken. And bang, 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 they're all dead.
Children saved.
Children saved. And then they go back on another cycle ride. Slacking off the robot again.
Oh my god. This is an interesting one. And as usual, if we say that he turns into Charman Ken, you're probably 5 seconds away from us being sick. And that's the episode. Because that's it. It's the Deus Ex Machina to everything.
Yeah, he turns into the Charman Ken and kills everything again.
Oh my god. Episode 47.
Yeah.
The Great Jurelian Counterattack. What have your notes provided this time?
So you remember, is it during lockdown or something? It was like the raid. Area 51 raid plan.
Oh yeah, the Naruto runners.
Yeah.
That was actually, believe it or not, before lockdown.
Oh, was that before lockdown?
Yeah, I remember talking about that in my office with people at work.
Wow.
Yeah.
So basically, Area 51 raid plan blew up ships because the Israelis go, if we all attack at once, there'll be far too many of us. And that's essentially was the plan, apart from the neutral run, of raiding Area 51. There'll be far too many of us to do it. And then also the guy, it stopped, thought of the thing, I'm like, oh shit, this went a bit too far. I'm out.
Well, I've my notes are Jurelian rally, and I don't know why.
They rally to overthrow there.
Maybe that's what it was. I will say, like, I'm in a state of relative exhaustion at the moment, so my brain is not quite grasping things perfectly, which, to be fair, when you're also watching this show, makes you question your grip on reality.
100%. 100%.
Oh.
Yeah,
they all attack.
Yeah, basically the premise is the Devil King, as he's known as. Right.
Yes.
New plan. We all attack at once. We overthrow them because they're puny weapons. I think Ken and the family are going on holiday and they're in the airport and looking at planes. Then suddenly one of the planes blew up and went, oh shit! And he tells everyone to go get down. He transforms to come from Ken. He goes out, finds a bunch of ships, and then just obliterates them all in one chunk.
Yep. No, I remember now. It was the rally, the rallying of the Juralians together. That was my note.
Yeah, because they're
it
all
was the demon, the Devil King. Are telling them all about his great plan.
Yeah. And then he was like, curse you, Ken, I'll thwart you with my bare hands. Much like, what's his name from Inspector Gadget? Dr. Claw.
Dr. Claw, yeah. Only more inept, it would seem.
Yeah, somehow he's more inept. End of episode.
Yeah. Yeah, end of episode. Okay. Okay. Episode 48. Showdown on the solitary island. I have written in my notes, tied up.
I wrote thirsty Ken.
I like this one because it tried to do something with time where it's like, oh, we'll just show him immediately, like, tied up and struggling on this desert island where they're like, ha 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 ha, he's weak here. Ha 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 ha. Like, wait, no, is he? Why is he weak? It's really sunny. Doesn't that mean he's really strong?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. You get tied up and it's really weak and it's like, yeah, the vultures are going to eat you. It's like, okay. It's like, seriously, was it Austin Powers where they slag off like the fact that they just leave all like people heroes to like be solely consumed and die.
Rather than put a bullet in their head and be done with it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, quite frankly, the inability for them to just make his death a quick one is baffling at this stage. Like, the level of ineptitude of the Jurelian race is second to none. There is just no feasible rationale at this stage that they shouldn't be going, well, he is weak. If I just put a knife in his face, he'll die. But no, the vultures will do it.
Yeah, the vultures will do it.
Also, completely contrary to the way the story is told, you're right. He is very thirsty because it is very sunny. However, we have just spent 47 episodes being told that bright lights are his power source. So I'm not sure that this works.
I don't know. All I remember is once again he gets drunk.
Yeah.
By an old lady
That's
again.
what that's yeah, that's how he ends. Yeah, but the old lady's like, oh, what's that over there? Bloop. Drugs in the drink.
Yeah,
It's real rough for this kid.
yeah. So basically, try to rock at start. They're
Yep.
oh, we're going to let the vultures eat you, and then they all go away, leave on the rock under the sun in the South Islands of Japan. Then he has a flashback as he goes on 3:30. I need a drink.
Yes.
He has flashback. Kevin's school, where he comes out of school and he sees some ruffians beating up an old woman for wanting to steal a purse, so he beats them all up. And then he's like, ha ha, I did you. And then they kind of appear around the corner, like, ha, our plan's working. And the old lady takes him for a drink for a reward or something.
They're Jurelians. She's also a Jurelian.
Yeah, also. And he. And she drops the thing, and then they run, land on the rock, and then it rains, and he goes, oh, no, I've got my powers now, because it's washed away
Yep.
the powers. I don't know.
But then as with any episode of Charge Man Ken, he Charge Man Ken's all over the place.
Yes.
And the day is won.
The day is one.
Fucking hell.
Next.
Yep, episode 49. The Delinquent's True Colors. What have you got for notes here?
Biker mice from Mars.
I like how I wrote these notes to help me because we're watching a lot of these and they're not different from each other in any real fashion. And ironically, in writing notes, I have confused myself further. My notes here say injured kids and knives.
So basically, this one is there's a bunch of injured kids who are got beaten up
Yeah.
by some bully guy somewhere,
That's right. Yeah, they did.
and then unless Ken to help him because he's a good shoe, so he comes in because they're all going to beat the guy up and say, okay, I'll come along, meet the guy. He's on a bike on the roof of a shed. And then he jumps off the roof, and there, and he lands in front of them. And then he's like, "Come on, Ken, let's do this."
Get
And he
on this
says,
bike. Get a bike. Let's go. Because we
"Oh,
know that what happened the last time somebody dragged you out to the city limits.
yeah. Well, it was before that. He has like a bit of a fight where he just continually beats up Ken. He's like, "Come on, do it. Not going to do it." And then everyone else is kind of like, "Right." He's beat up Ken, let's do it. And it's like, no, don't do it.
Yep.
And then he produces a knife and slices a couple of people's faces.
He just starts cutting through children.
Yeah.
It's wild.
So it's like, yeah, right, okay, I'll do it. What do you want me to do? Ride this bike. And it's like, okay, let's ride this bike. And then he rides out to city limits, and then
Then he's a Jurelian.
the guy who's riding the bike falls off his bike or something.
He
I can't
does.
remember. And then Ken's like, "Oh no, you okay?" He's like, "Ha ha, I'm going to cut you up more." He pieces out and starts slicing at Ken. And then He's like, I'm going to get my bike. And then the bike disappears. And then he's surrounded by other Juralians on bikes. And then he turns his charge man can. I suppose I looked away. It literally isn't didn't last that long.
I looked away for a second, and the episode was done.
And the episode's done. He returns home all ragged and stuff. And
Oh, that's right. He goes home and he looks like shit, and they're like, "Oh, good, you're back."
yeah.
It's like no one gonna ask about that.
No.
No? He doesn't look so good.
Yeah.
No, we're good here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Never mind.
Anyway, that's that episode.
Oh, jeez. Well, on to our final episode for today. Episode 50. Save the Orphan Center.
Yes.
I think this is one of the episodes that has a very famous screenshot from it.
Yeah, it seems to be one because this is the my notes I wrote for this is Oliver, as in
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist, yeah. Because he was an orphan.
I wrote adoptions.
And then left kids in slave mine.
I mean, yeah, essentially the plot here is that there's a bunch of orphans who get adopted by, it turns out, you guessed it, Duralians who are put them to work.
Yeah, they're going to work for the Devil King.
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, how mean of you."
Yeah, but one of the assistants at the orphanage started to ask questions like, "Who's that guy?" And what? And the owner, I think, says, "Oh, he's an owner of this company. He's quite reputable."
I
And then she was like,
loved how vague that was. That was, he's a guy with money, you know, loves kids.
"Yeah,
This is fine. I don't see why your alarm bells are ringing."
yeah. So she does some digging and is like, "He's not that guy. That's it's all a ruse." And they go to Ken. For some reason.
They all do.
Yeah, they all do. They all go to the cow. So he then goes to Paul's home and finds out that no, they're horrible slave masters putting kids to work. And then kills them. Not the first in charge one camp, obviously.
Of course,
Yeah.
of course. Yeah, he can't do it in his normal form. He
No.
only commits genocide as Charge Man can.
Yeah. And he only ever turns into Charge Man Ken once he's sure that you're Duralians, when he's like, "I'm going to show you my true form now." It's like,
I love how frequent that phrase is. It's like, we should show you who we really are. It's like, no, I know, I know. I've known since the first time you were on screen. It's fine. I get it.
yeah. So he turns into the kills all the Duralians. Leaves the kids in the slave mine. I mean, they freeze them from
He
the
does.
bottoms, but they just go, "I
Just
can."
left to fend for themselves.
Yeah. Rather than come
Oh my
back to the
God.
orphanage.
That is wild. And yeah, that's us done somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
In which case, I guess it leaves me to say is you've been listening to Who's That Anime, a podcast about anime, which can be found anywhere where podcasts can be found. Our home is at anchor.fm/Who's That Anime. We don't make any money from this show or anything like that, but if you like what it is we do, then leaving a review for the show is huge for us. And similarly, if you can't leave a review or already have, then telling a friend is also a really cool way to help the show. We have a Facebook page that's facebook.com/Who's That Anime, where we post all the latest episode releases and the occasional anime meme. We have a Discord group. You can find the link to that in the show notes if you so wish. We have a YouTube channel where Colin painstakingly puts together the video versions of these episodes. And you can also find the RSS feed for the podcast in YouTube now too. So if you like to listen to your podcast there, you can do so. Colin and I occasionally like to play video games, so you can see that happening at twitch.tv/couchfuel for Colin and twitch.tv/hailpayman for myself. And you can also find archives for all of the different streams we've done over the years on youtube.com by searching for @couchfuel or @hailpayman.
Yeah.
I need to get a button that just does that for me, I think, eventually.
Yeah. All live and recorded in this episode.
That's
why it's different every time.
That is why I make mistakes every time. Somehow, after 3 years, I still don't do it right.
You do it right.
Yeah, I get there. We'll be back next week for more Charge Man Ken.
Yeah, more Charge Man Ken. Bum, bum, bum.
3 more episodes to go.
Yeah. For anti ultimate.
I don't want to do this again, but yes.
Every time we get to the...
Every time. Oh, boy.
So...
Okay.
I've been thinking, though, Steve.
Oh, God. What's that?
Yeah, that's what that noise was. That's the humming noise you hear in all our recording.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
But... I was thinking, do you know what, remember C-Lab 2021?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, Charmander Ken just right to be plopped out and be done like that.
Did we not do this? Did we not say we were going to do this? Like, I know that this is all a fever dream, but I think we've said this. I think we said, it's like, oh, it's kind of like Harvey Birdman. Why did nobody do that?
Yeah, maybe we have, but I was thinking C-Lab 21.
Yeah, you're right. And somebody should be doing this, and I don't know why they're not.
Yeah. The barrel.
I feel like it's really important that, that people should be doing that.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Wild. The show is insane.
Our space coast to coast. Oh, fucking
love space coast to coast.
And they had Charles Manson.
Love it. I remember when Cartoon Network went to 24 hours in the UK, and they celebrated that by showing Adult Swim cartoons after the typical watershed. So I got Brack and C-Lab and Harvey Birdman and Space Coast to Coast, and it was amazing. It was the best of times.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm just having a look to see like what episode number we're recording today. Because I think this is important to note. We might be able to talk about... I can't remember if we can talk about our super secret project or not yet, Colin.
The super secret project?
The super secret project. Episode this... us is what episode number is this? Jeez.
Forever engraved in your
it's stuck forever. Like, I can't get rid of that. Where are we? Terror of the White Hercron. This is episode 158 of the podcast. Oh, and it's not quite yet. Oh, well, actually, I guess we could tease this, Colin, because we've not teased it at all. This episode should come out on the 21st of April. And you know, that's not that long before our new thing.
The new thing. Yeah.
So we could technically talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Holy shit.
Biggest thing up.
Totally unplanned. So yeah, we have, well, as everyone will know who's listened to this show, for any time, this is basically an excuse for Colin and I to watch different anime.
Yeah,
and it started off by wanting to watch bad anime, which is now kind of coming a little bit full circle by us watching Chargeman Ken. Mm-hmm. That being said, though, one of the things we've talked about occasionally is the fact that, you know, we're both fans of Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. Which actually should probably be noted. I think this is the first episode we've recorded since the passing of Akira Toriyama as well.
Yeah, it is. At least it was officially announced anyway.
Which is really gutting. In particular, like, because what we've basically been working on since the start of the year is a journey through all of Dragon Ball.
All of it.
Starting with Dragon Ball, which you and I are not overly familiar with by comparison to Z and you know, to some degree GT and Super. But yeah, it's one of the ones I know the least for sure.
I watched it on and off. On and off in the when it was on CNX.
Yeah,
I've seen some episodes, so I kind of seen some of the ones that we've covered so far, and kind of what's happening. But yeah, I don't really follow it. It's a bit aimed at the younger generation, sort of.
Yes.
Somehow.
So now looking it's at weird. It, maybe not. Yeah, looking at it now, no, probably not.
Yeah.
But essentially, what we're doing is we're going to be releasing a new podcast, a new Who's That Anime podcast, called 5 Minute Fusion. And it's essentially Colin and I talking about all of the episodes one by one in 5 minute time stamped mark, like time windows. So basically getting as much detail out of that in that 5 minute window as possible. And I think what we're going to try to do is we'll be looking to put up a Patreon that people can join if they so wish to get like earlier access to podcasts. But the typical thing holds true. There is no pressure to support that. And the podcast will also come out on a free feed that we will share on all of our social channels as a separate feed, though, just so people know. We will put a teaser episode in the very first episode, I think we're going to put on the main feed, though, so people can enjoy that. And yeah, it'll basically run a couple of weeks behind the Patreon-supported stuff on the free feed. But yeah, we've been really excited. We've created new podcast art. We did actually like a fair bit of effort and work into like trying to make something that was like super easy and digestible for people. I know that our ramblings can be long and endless in some regards. So maybe this is like a way that you can engage more with like the fun that we try to have if longer podcasts are not your thing. So, yeah. Seems weird to actually be talking about it finally, since, like, we started talking about this in, like, November last year.
Yeah.
A while ago, anyway.
Been something on the back burner, but now come to fruition, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this episode will come out on the 21st of April.
Yes.
And I'm just double checking that. Yes, it will. And the first episode, the teaser, will release on the 30th, so just over a week after. So we'll put a little reminder at the end of the next episode that that's coming, mm-hmm. and we'll be talking. Like, I'll have to add to my diatribe at the end of things to make sure that people are able to know about our other show. But yeah, I think we've done a lot of work, and I think I'm pretty happy with how it's turned out. I think you are too. So I'm really hoping that people enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it'll go up in our YouTube feed as well, like everything else. I guess we should say it's audio only, unlike this, which has a video component. It is an audio only podcast. So
yeah, don't need any fancy video to keep you entertained, do you? You don't need like the. Should we get one of those like random videos where it's just like people playing a game, or some random motion in the background that talks about
somebody
something.
With kinetic sand while they cut through it with a knife and do different things with it in a pattern.
Yeah,
and then somebody like instead of like buying a tool, makes that same tool using household items that they really need but have destroyed in the process.
Yeah.
Man, I hate TikTok.
not just TikTok.
No, it's TikTok, it's Facebook videos, it's Instagram shorts, it's YouTube shorts, it's all a nightmare.
Get I can't stop watching.
Nope. Can't look away. Fucking so yeah.
Try.
We'll be back next week then. More Charge Man Ken.
Charge Man go.
Da 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 da. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See you next time. Oh, who's that, Harvey? Bye now.